Here is a fact that stops most people cold. You can spend years understanding exactly why you are the way you are and still change nothing. Therapy, journaling, long conversations with friends, all of it aimed at finding the root cause, and yet the stuck feeling remains. Alfred Adler saw this trap clearly, and he named it. In 1912, after resigning from the Vienna Psychoanalytic Society due to deep theoretical conflicts with Sigmund Freud, Adler founded the Society for Individual Psychology. That name was deliberate. It comes from the Latin individuum, meaning undivided. Adler insisted a person must be understood as a whole, not as a collection of symptoms tracing back to childhood wounds. The split with Freud was not personal drama. It was a fundamental disagreement about what drives human beings. Freud looked backward. He believed your present behavior was caused by past events, trauma, repression, early experience. Adler looked forward. He argued that behavior is pulled by goals, not pushed by causes. That distinction is everything, Eric. Think of it this way. A person who says, "I can't commit to relationships because my parents divorced," is using the past as an explanation. Adler would ask a different question entirely. Not, "Why did this happen to you?" but "What does this behavior accomplish for you right now?" That forward-facing lens is what Adlerian psychology calls teleology, the study of goals and purposes, and it was one of the first frameworks in psychology to make this pivot away from etiology, the search for causes. Now, the key idea here is what we can call the teleology mechanism. Every behavior, even self-sabotaging behavior, serves a purpose the person has, often unconsciously chosen. For example, suppose someone consistently arrives late to important meetings. The etiological view says, find the cause. Maybe they have anxiety. Maybe a parent was controlling about time. The Adlerian view says, what does being late accomplish? It might protect them from being held responsible. It might signal that they are too important to be constrained. The behavior is not a symptom of the past. It is a strategy aimed at a future goal. That means the behavior can change the moment the goal changes, or the moment the person becomes honest about what goal the behavior is actually serving. This is where the goal inquiry framework becomes a practical tool, Eric. When you notice a pattern you want to break, stop asking, "Where did this come from?" and start asking, "What am I getting from this?" That single question shift moves you from passive victim of your history to active architect of your direction. Adler backed this with action, not just theory. He established more than 30 child guidance clinics in Vienna, serving as a model for what we now call community mental health centers. He was not interested in long retrospective analysis. He wanted people, especially children, to develop social interest and a sense of contribution quickly. The clinics were built on the idea that understanding your goal is the first step toward choosing a better one. The takeaway from all of this is what we can call the responsibility rule. It draws a hard line between context and direction. Your context, your childhood, your circumstances, your past is real. It shaped the terrain you are walking on, but it does not determine the direction you walk. Adler's framework gives you that distinction as a tool, not a comfort. Remember, the moment you locate your behavior in a goal rather than a cause, you become responsible for it. That is uncomfortable. It is also the only position from which genuine change is possible. The fundamental shift from etiology to teleology is not a feel-good reframe. It is a structural change in how you understand agency. And Eric, that shift from asking why to asking what for is the foundation everything else in Adlerian psychology is built on.